What's up, daddies? Welcome to episode 297 of Dunn and Drew. Three more till the big 300. We've got a lot to do today. I don't know if it's just the well, first let me get this out of the way. We if you hear a little difference in the audio, or if you're watching on YouTube, if we upload this on YouTube and you see that we are back to our Zoom game, it is because I have COVID and I'm isolating myself. You can see that I'm in a hotel room. Got a hotel in Cincinnati because it's a big season for the Jaguars. And COVID spreads like wildfire. I can't afford any player to get sick. And I wanted to also be away from Walter. Not because he can catch COVID, but just because, you know, he's a lot. So I am in Cincinnati. If you don't believe me, don't want to tell you. If you don't believe I have COVID, don't want to tell you there either. But that is why we look how we do and why we might sound how we do. Into football, because that's why we're all here. That's why we're all checking our phones all day, and why we finally have something to watch on TV in August. I don't know if it's just the exciting Jaguar season or I just randomly chose to be super locked in this year, but I'm like watching preseason games into the third quarter and enjoying it. Now, that could also be just a week one thing of preseason. Come week three, I know I probably will be ready to move on. I tell myself every season not to fall into this trap because preseason can either mean a lot. Like, remember back when Russell Wilson won the starting job in preseason over the guy that they traded for from the Packers. What was his name? Matt Flynn? No.
That was a trivia question last night.
Nuh-uh.
Was it not in your
game?
Other
game?
It was the other game, huh? Yeah.
Hold on, let me think.
No, you got it. It's Matt Flynn.
Really? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Eric?
I said, damn, we needed that.
Oh, yeah, we were given the wrong set of questions. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, preseason can either mean a lot or it can mean absolutely nothing at all. So, yeah. That's you, Eric.
I totally forgot how we do the intros when we're on Zoom.
I think when I stop talking, you just go ahead and start talking.
Yes, as Andy said, even if we didn't, this is a little flag though. Even if we didn't host a post-game show of Bleacher Report, which we did this past game,
nice plug.
I probably still would have watched that whole game. That's not a cap. I am all in this season, this 2023 season. I'm giving my soul to the Jags. They have it until February. And then my life.
February.
Yep. All the way to the Super Bowl.
I like that. I can't wait. All right. Well, this is where the music's supposed to be played. I don't know if you want to put that in there. You don't have to, but let's just move on. Or, you know, we could sing it. This is weird.
And I still won't grow up. I'm a grown-ass kid.
We haven't done this Zoom thing in a long time, but we've also never done it with Jack. So that's also an added element. All right. So let's do a little icebreaker to kind of get the NFL juices flowing. And it's a segment that we didn't have time for last week or 2 weeks ago, the last episode. And Jack wrote out his, this is so weird because I can't hear anything, not even myself talking, wearing these headphones. Fucking one. Jack tiered the quarterbacks. And I really want to, I think this could spark discussion. I like when we have arguments here. So I can't wait to hear basically where Trevor Lawrence is. So Jack, I don't know if you want to, if you've written this down on your computer, if you want to share screen or if you just want to tell us and I'll start writing them in as you're talking.
Yes, I will. I could share the screen. I am just emailing myself. Okay, I got it up. All right.
I'm excited for this.
You, the host has disabled participant screen sharing, so let me share.
I'm so sorry. It's been a while. Advanced sharing options. All participants may now stream.
Share screen.
You're welcome. Oh, I didn't write this in here, but I really want you to explain the Rays situation.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Rays. Because that was incredibly ironic situation. Right. And unfortunately, an ironic situation.
Talk about now or later?
No, I'll write it in headlines.
Okay. So I have this list in tiers. I'm one of those like tier maker. You've probably seen these before.
Yep.
So I'll just scroll down and reveal tier by tier. And in each tier, they're labeled. And I have their heads lined up, and it's like that's the order that I'd rank them within each tier.
Okay. I like this.
Starting with one. All right, working our way back.
In the first tier. Okay. Do you want to start from the bottom?
No.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
We're already here.
No, well, yeah. Start from top.
Okay. Mahomes is at the top.
What? That's crazy, bro.
In a tier called Mahomes tier.
Okay.
Which I don't think requires any explanation.
No, you're good, bro. You're good.
Oh, little Nathan was giving them a little rough. Not bad.
Nathan, who? Oh, Rourke.
Yeah. This is all starters. My Nathan. I think there's 33 in here because I think I had two of the 49ers quarterbacks. I don't remember. Yeah, I think that's why there's 33. But anyway, next tier, we have Elite.
Whoa. Elite.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I'll let you name it because no one can see it. So go ahead and name
them. Elite, we have Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Jalen Hurts. Thoughts?
First thought is there are a lot of people that don't think Jalen Hurts is elite. So that would be the first one that I'd like you to defend.
Is that you and your Justin Fields hater friends?
I want to say they're my friends. I know of them.
Okay.
I think Jalen Hurts isn't really elite to me.
Because like we see him miss balls, sail balls, miss easy throws.
That was in year one. Well, I guess year two.
Oh, so we don't see that anymore.
Not as much. He improved a lot last year. He was I don't know if he was second in MVP voting, but I think he was.
Why don't I fact check?
This is body of work, not off one season, right?
No, this is how they are currently, not body of work.
Okay, Hurts was second in first place votes with one.
Okay.
I didn't know Mahomes got 48 of 50.
So his last season he threw God, I hate ESPN's QBR ranking. Just give me the last year he did 66% completions, 3,700 yards, 22 touchdowns, 6 picks, 101 rating. It's very good. And probably 15, a bunch of rushing
in 15
yards.
Games, by the way, too.
Oh, so he's injury prone?
No, we had one injury for 2 weeks.
And he rushed for 760 yards. Okay.
How many rushing touchdowns? Like 10?
He had... Oh, my God. 13.
13. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, he's the last of this tier, if that helps. He's the fifth best quarterback in the league.
Oh, so these are in order.
That's what I said in the beginning, yes.
Okay. So you... Like a jacket, sassy. Here's my next question. Why Josh Allen ahead of Joe Burrow?
Because he's better.
Okay. All right.
I think what he offers in the rushing game puts him over the edge. You want him to argue more for him instead of Burrow, which I don't like doing because obviously Burrow is really good. He has less weapons.
So if you were starting a football team, or if you could put any quarterback on the Steelers between Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, you would put Josh Allen on the Steelers and you'd be confident yes. in that decision.
That even is though why
Burrow went to the Super Bowl.
That is why I have Burrow below Allen. Yes.
Just talking it out.
I think so, what do you guys think of the comparison of Josh Allen and Big Ben?
Big Ben didn't run like that.
Yeah.
That's true.
The running aspect of Josh Allen puts him.
I think Big Ben would be more like Herbert, right?
Think so? Well, in terms of not rushing, sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Big Ben's like, no one's really like him.
Josh Allen and Big Ben are like the same height and weight.
So is Blake Bortles.
He could run. Yeah, Ben can't run. I mean, early Ben could run, could move a little bit.
Good job.
He could run in the pocket.
That's true. He'd run behind the line of scrimmage for like 15 seconds.
Five pump fakes.
Yeah.
All right, you can go down.
Their stats are very similar to Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, so I guess the rushing makes sense in the difference.
Yeah.
You win this round.
Okay.
Next, we have the great tier.
No.
Oh, wow.
This is interesting.
It starts with Lamar Jackson, then Trevor, then Dak, then Aaron Rodgers.
Is this Lamar for the rushing part again?
What do you mean? Like him over Trevor or him just being in this tier in general?
No, I think he's great, but obviously I'm biased, but Lawrence behind Lamar because of his rushing ability to take it 80 yards down the field.
Yeah. I mean, as a passer, sure you'd take Trevor, but mm-hmm. his rushing ability just makes him a more dynamic quarterback and harder to stop. I mean, I know it was 3 years ago, but he has an MVP. Been injured since then.
But I think my bigger issue would be Aaron Rodgers behind Dak.
Yeah. If I were to go back, I would do Mahomes. That's fine. And then I like the tiers. I think they're properly. I'd have to see who's in the fourth tier to see whether or not I would put Dak in third or fourth. But I think it's tiered correctly. I'd put Burrow ahead of Josh. I'd probably even put Herbert ahead of Josh. I don't know. That's tough. Mm. And then you have Lamar, then Trevor, Dak, Rodgers. I'd put Rodgers. Shit, I'd probably put Rodgers in elite after Herbert. Maybe I would slot. Maybe I would keep Hurts there. I don't know, but I could just go on tier maker, make my own. This isn't about me. Cool. If I'm just judging on this,
I don't understand the Rodgers. What is with the Rodgers hate recently?
It's not hate. He had a down year last year.
And you don't think he's gonna? I guess this isn't projections on the next year, is it? It's based on last year, but.
Yeah, I'd say so. Like it's just the quarterback trying to judge the quarterback.
The interceptions
themselves. What'd you say?
Let me look up Dak Prescott's stats here. 15 interceptions, 2,800 yards. Let's see what A-Rod had. 36.
Oh, because he was hurt.
Yeah.
Dak was hurt for 5 games.
Oh, yeah. He broke his whatever the fuck. But,
6.
Cool. I like it. Only thing I just put Rodgers first here.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
We move on to good.
Oh.
Good.
Whoa. I'm interested. This makes me what? This makes me so curious where Kenny is.
Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, Geno Smith, Kyler Murray, Tua, and then Matthew Stafford.
Boy hates Kyler.
Yeah. Huh. Cool.
I don't think this is I think it's pretty fair for Kyler. Do you guys think he should be higher?
I don't know why I have such a sour taste in my mouth from Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I didn't think Andy liked Kyler.
I don't think he should be higher, no. I just was commenting on Andy's. When he went up.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, with Kyler's legs, he's like nearly as dynamic as Lamar Jackson.
It feels like he hasn't played in forever, or he hasn't like been successful in a while.
I absolutely respect the Goff take, him able to do what he does on the Lions right now. That's a good pick.
Yeah, I do too. I respect Goff.
Yeah, I think he's kind of underrated. I mean, what do I have him? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's like my 11th, I guess. Sounds a little too high, but I don't know. When you really compare these guys, I don't know who I put better than him.
This is a good list. I like this. I'm ready to move on.
And considering the weapons he has over there, he's doing pretty well with them.
Yeah.
I wonder what's it, before you scroll down, what's the next one called?
I think it's actually I have my phone. I want you maybe get
Kenny Pickett.
This tier is called Prove It.
Oh, damn it. I was going to say,
who do you think's in it?
I think I was going to say Unproven.
Okay, this is Prove It.
Let me look at logos.
Oh my God. QB teams off the dome.
NFL logos 2023. Because they change every year. Prove It. I would say Russell Wilson, Prove It. I would say I would actually probably no. Russell Wilson's really fallen off. He doesn't deserve to be in good. I would say Derek Carr, Prove It, probably. Maybe. That one I could be convinced of.
Definitely Deshaun Watson.
Yes. This might be a Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Kenny Pickett. I don't know if Kenny, but like I feel like when he says Prove It, I don't know if he's looking at it from an angle of some people say you're great, but you maybe have fallen off or maybe you haven't proven it yet. Or if it's, hey, you're a young guy. We want to call you really good, but you haven't proven it yet. I'm not sure where he's coming at from this.
Could be both.
The title of this tier. It could be. Daniel Jones could also be here. No, I won't. I won't do that. Although, how much further down can you put Daniel Jones? I'm not sure. All right, I've talked enough. Let's see the list.
There's five quarterbacks. You named, I think, four of them.
Oh, let's go. Yes, sir.
It has Kenny, Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson, Russ, and Derek Carr. I think that's fair for all of them. I mean, you agreed blindly with all of them except Justin Fields, but I think you'd also agree with them, too. Yeah. We rated with Justin Fields at 30.
I have to see what's below Prove It to see if I would put Justin Fields there. Can you tell me what's below Prove It? What's called?
Prove It. Below Prove It is a tier that's it's kind of a cop out because it's really just a fact. It's first year starters. So this is
Can I put Justin Fields there?
It's a first. He's a third year starter.
Oof, can't tell.
I think it's fair for Justin Fields to be improve it just because like now there's no excuses. Like they gave him all the quote unquote weapons he needs. So, I don't know.
It's absolutely tough seeing Derek Carr behind Russ after the year.
It is
after the year Russ had.
Yeah, I guess that's just more of like Russ's pedigree. Having him above Derek Carr. But yeah. At first year starters, it's Anthony Richardson, Jordan Love, CJ Stroud and Bryce Young. What do you guys think about Love?
Oh, you're going to be like, what do you guys think about the first year starter?
Oh. Well, all of them, I guess, but particularly Love, because he's like a really hard one to rate. That's why I put him in this factual-based tier.
Packers fans are very defensive and over him. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know much about him, so I'm on it. If I were to guess right now, I'm going to guess that's not going to work out.
But it's a coping mechanism because they've had great quarterbacks their entire lives.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, oh, we have Jordan Love. We know nothing about him. He's going to be great, though, because that's what we're used to, great quarterbacks. But I don't know. Know absolutely nothing about the guy. So technically, he's a prove it.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, he's like a step below prove it because he's like, I don't know. There's nothing. There's no like there's no opinion on him. But there's opinions on the other tier of prove it.
Yeah. He just has, for Jordan Love, it's just he has big shoes to fill. That's all.
Right. I'll move on next one.
Oh, there's another?
Yeah, there's two more.
Daniel Jones yet.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Do you want to guess before I move? Before I scroll down?
I want to.
We have Mahomes tier, elite, great, good, prove it, first year starters. There's two more tiers.
Well, I need a critique because how do you know that? There's no way you can say that Anthony Richardson is better than Daniel Jones.
I'll go on a limb and say he is.
Wow. So if you wanted to win a game like tomorrow, you would put Anthony Richardson in there?
So everybody below the first-year starters is worse than a rookie who hasn't played?
Like, I starting a new franchise, I'd rather definitely have the first-year
starter. Okay. Okay, that's okay, that makes sense. That's a little different than winning a game tomorrow. Okay, that's fine. You can keep going.
System/below average quarterbacks.
System/below average quarterbacks.
Tannehill, okay. Daniel Jones, Brock Purdy, Jimmy G, and Mac Jones.
Hmm.
That is 100% accurate.
So yeah, all the quarterbacks were good coaches.
Yeah, pretty much. Except for Jimmy G now. That's going to be a disaster. Oakland. Or wherever they are. I say Oakland. They've been Oakland in 3 years. Vegas. Sorry, Blackie. And then we have unproven/low-end starters. In Trey Lance, whatever he is right now. Desmond Ridder, Sam Howell, and Baker Mayfield.
Ugh. Wow, so Baker Mayfield is your worst quarterback in the league?
Yeah. He might lose the starting job to Kyle Trask. So, like...
We're doing starters, definitely worst starter.
I thought you were a Baker fan, low-key.
No. Baker Mayfield has been my least favorite player in the NFL for a while. Like, I hated him in college, and then he got drafted to the Browns, and I obviously don't like the Browns. So, yeah. But if I'm being honest, he's grown up. Like, I don't like him, but like I feel like he's matured a little bit. Whoa.
What?
Sorry, I have the Pirate game on.
Pirate.
I had the Pirate game on, and I just saw my dad on the screen.
What?
That was crazy. Yeah, my dad and my brother are at the game. They're playing. They're at the Mets in New York. And what? My dad was on the screen. That was weird. And the one second I looked up, like he was just on the screen. That was crazy.
That's crazy. Can you rewind it?
Well, I took a picture real quick. I got it.
Oh,
how the hell?
He was up there for that long?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they must be talking about someone in the crowd. Maybe they're talking about him. No, they're talking about. No, they're okay. They zoomed in like below. Oh, they're sitting behind, I think, Henry Davis's family that's playing the Pirates.
So the one time you see your family on TV at a baseball game is not the stadium that they would normally be at. It's in New York at a Mets game. when they're posting the Pirates? Oh, you sent a picture.
My dad is the one. Is it? He's the one in the visor. And my brother, Mitchell. You know Mitchell.
Mitchell's there. That's so funny.
He's in that Pirates Hawaiian shirt looking thing.
Okay, well, yeah, you can't miss that.
And then my dad is sitting down next to him in the, yeah.
Wow, that's so funny.
And you caught
So Mitchell was in, I keep forgetting how close every state is up there. How long would it take him to get to like?
New York is like 2 hours.
So they just, because Mitchell was like home last night, and now he's like in New York City just for a baseball game.
I mean, yeah, they're probably just there for the night. They'll get back at like, I don't know, midnight.
Oh, wow. So they're coming back after. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Crazy. Cool.
Yeah.
He's shocked at loyalty.
Yeah, I think it was a Father's Day gift or birthday. Father's Day gift. Yeah. Anyway, those are my tears. I think did we go through it all? We were talking about something. I don't even remember now.
We were talking about Baker, but.
Oh, yeah. He stinks. And my least favorite player.
Wow.
But good list, except for Rodgers, I think.
I'd put Baker probably a little higher, too.
Wow.
And I think if I wonder if there are any quarterbacks below Anthony Richardson and the other rookies where if I were starting a franchise, I would rather. Was Brock Purdy below like Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
System quarterback below the rookie.
Stuff. I mean, I think I'd, because if I could only keep the system, then yes, I'd want Brock Purdy over Anthony Richardson.
I guess this is like an analysis I was looking at just the quarterback and not the system. That's why I separated out the ones that like you could rate higher because they've had success in their system and coach.
Gotcha. All right. Now it's time for Jack's. Nope. Dunn and Drew and Jack's Him Throw of the Week.
Presented by no one.
No one.
Yet. Someone go first. I'm trying to find my play. Did you already pull your play up, Jack?
I have mine.
Okay. Feel free to screen share. Never mind, I found mine.
Okay, you can go. You want to go or me go?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Migos.
All right, so I'll play this one first because I don't want to bring it. We've all seen it. And if I brought it in at the end, it would just kind of steal everyone's thunder. So let me play. This is the Jaguars' third-string quarterback who we signed from the Canadian Football League, I believe. And he's playing deep into the fourth quarter, like game's almost over. It's 3rd and 16. We're up 22-16. And he faces quite a blitz here. And they get home. But they do not finish the job because Nathan Rourke is apparently him. So let's roll the clip.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
Did you guys hear that too?
I didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it.
Damn. Okay, well, you've probably seen it multiple times, and if you're listening to this, you've probably also seen the play. It's our third-string quarterback. He takes a snap, 3rd and 16. Automatically, our guard like gets beat, right tackle gets beat, and he just has two people in his face. So he's backtracking, and then he gets tackled by two of them, but he ducks and somehow escapes. So he dodges two people's tackle. Then he dodges a third defensive lineman's tackle. And then a fourth finally grabs hold of him and isn't letting him go. and he's being dragged to the ground. But while going to the ground, any other quarterback would probably just like, all right, this play's over. Like if he looks up in front of him and doesn't see like a running back or someone really close to him or in the flats, like to just dump it down to or throw it away to, then they just go down. But he looks like deep downfield. They're on the 30-yard line. He looks all the way to the end zone and gets his ball out. Like Denny Thompson would not approve of his stance here throwing this ball. He's getting tackled. Knees are bent at like almost a 90-degree angle, and he's going down, but not before uncorking like a missile perfectly placed right between the numbers to one of our receivers who I think adjusted his route once he saw Rourke step up in the pocket and then scores a touchdown. So I would say that if you look at this in a vacuum, this is the grit. You will not see a better quarter. You will not see a better quarterback play than this the rest of the season. And it's crazy that it happened from a third string. If you take that away, though, third string quarterback in a preseason game, fourth quarter, meaningless game. If you pretend that that's not the case, you look everything objectively, this is this might be a top five quarterback play in NFL history. I know it's crazy to say, but that's minus the context. If you minus all the context in a vacuum, got to be a top five play in the quarterback play in NFL history. This is better than Eli Manning's helmet catch throw. He dodged two tackles and got it off, and he threw it into coverage. This was on the dot.
And before
thoughts on this being a top five quarterback play of all time?
He even set his feet before he was getting taken down too. He got like a little hop in to set his feet to make that dart before he was going down, which was even more impressive after all the shit that went before that play. But that might be the best play in NFL history.
The best ever?
My best throw, minus context.
I have five comments on this.
How do you know there are five? You counted?
I don't know if I'm gonna remember them all because I've been thinking them as you've been talking. Hopefully I remember them. First one, this tweet that you're sharing your screen of. Warren Sharp.
Yes. Yes.
If Patrick Mahomes does this, Twitter breaks. I don't even think Patrick Mahomes could do this.
Whew.
Because
broken his ankle 5,000 times.
Well, because I think Mahomes is just too smart to not do this. Like, I feel like it's so like crazy that like he would just be like, he probably knows in his head, like that's like a 0.5% chance of like converting that he wouldn't, I don't think he'd even attempt it.
This so is Nathan, only capable. Nathan Rourke
does what Mahomes is scared of doing by my estimation.
This is only capable from a backup trying desperately to make a football team.
He has no. Yes, like it's just playing free.
Oh, and by the way, it's ironic that he said if Patrick Mahomes does this, Twitter breaks and he gets 85,000 likes, 10,000 retweets. Like, okay, Mahomes would probably do similar numbers. Cool. All right, number two, Jack.
Is there a QB competition in Jacksonville?
Okay, funny. Next one. I like that. Yes, there is, and it's between Nathan Rourke and what's his name? Bethard. CJ Bethard.
I am looking at the stat sheet now, and I see two of the quarterbacks have no interceptions. One of them does have an interception from the preseason game.
Who's that one?
I don't know if that should be indicative of the depth chart, but.
Who's the one that has the pick?
Let me check. Lawrence? I don't know what's going on there. Peterson has some decisions to make. Let's see. A third comment was, you just talked a lot about, or like, I feel like you said like seven different times, this guy got beat, this guy got beat. So is there O-line concern? Is there fourth string O-line concern in Jacksonville too?
Yes, 100%.
you'll own that your fourth string needs some work.
Yes. Okay. I'm humble enough as a fan and self-aware to know that our fourth string, yes.
Fourth comment, pass caught by Quadri Olsen, held a pit. Pit alum.
Jesus.
Of course.
God damn.
And then my last comment is, if I nominated a guy like Nathan Rourke for him throw of the week last year, you would have been irate. So I just want to put that out there.
No.
It's preseason.
No. It's because it's three Nathan Rourkes that you nominate, and they all don't look like this.
All right. I'm just saying.
But thank you for those five comments. They were great. I will stop. Eric, any comments? I know you said it is the best play in NFL history minus context. I like that.
Yeah, when it first happened, I kind of undersold the performance.
Jack, I asked Eric, we're like getting ready for a Bleacher Report stream. I'm like, oh, we scored again? Eric's like, yeah, the running back scored. And then I saw the highlight. I'm like, Eric, what the fuck? He said, yeah, I think our running back, I think you said he went to pit or something. I think our running back from pit scored.
I'm glad that was what was of note. The
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was more concerned that it was the running back from Pitt that we had discussed twice
than watching the greatest play in NFL history.
Yeah.
More than five broken tackles and a complete back. Yeah.
I was
preoccupied trying to set the stream up, so.
I don't know if I hate it or I like it, but the very first Him Throw of the Week nominee is automatically winning Him Throw of the Year.
Does this qualify? Because are we going to do – we did not work out the details of this. Are we going to do like a contest between us three who of our nominee? Yes. And, okay.
It'll be – we'll do – what we should do is
yeah, – but does we'll that do start – we'll, that starts week one?
I mean, we start now.
Okay.
Or it's going to be preseason.
You're just going to win this one because of that.
Right.
Next.
Well, you have to put it in the doc first to claim it.
That's fair.
True. That's very fair.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to still beat you guys in that.
Do my notes the night of. Yeah, mine is.
I'm gonna have to throw one of my eight screens and catch it and then put it in right away.
Right.
All right.
I'll just subscribe to Dove. I'll subscribe to his tweets. So whenever he copies the video and tweets it out every week, I'll see it. All right. Who wants to screen share next?
You gotta do this. I have like two Google Chromes open. Hopefully it's not my porn one.
I was about to say, I don't see Mila Kunis or whatever her name is.
Oh, Jack, can go ahead. I have to fucking update my privacy settings. The fuck?
Okay. Sharing again. I'm nominating Sean Clifford.
Oh, my God.
Sean Clifford. Remind me where he went to college?
Eric, you don't.
State.
He went to Penn State for like 9 years.
oh, duh. That was like the bane of Eric's existence on this podcast.
And the like, Packers, the Packers took him in, what was it, the fourth or fifth rounds to probably be Jordan Love's backup, I think. I don't know who else they have there.
I was shocked when I saw this because I know he threw two picks in this game. I was like, where the hell did a good throw come in this game? I guess I'm about to find out.
This whole drive, I actually watched the highlights of this whole drive. It was a good 2 minute, like, it was after he threw a pick six, granted, but he let a good 2 minute drive down and they scored a touchdown before the end of the half. So they're at their own like 34 yard line in shotgun, 47 seconds left in this first half. drops back. Oh, threads and needle.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. I don't
know, did you guys hear the audio or no?
No.
Yeah, whoever the receiver was ran for an extra, like, I don't know, 25. There's another angle of it I had in another tab.
Oh, look at you.
We'll slow it down here. Playback speed.
This is what he does every night when he watches Kenny. He slows it down.
I already watched a couple of breakdown videos of his film, too.
1 hour Kenny Pickett highlights on 0.1 speed.
We're just as slow as possible here. Pretty small pocket, I guess he's working with.
I'm surprised this wasn't. You could have definitely nominated Kenny. Remember his throw? I said that was him throw of the week.
Do I remember it? Yeah, I remember it. Yeah, that's mine. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
There was a lot of space on that right side.
From the second angle I showed you, it was more than the first. So maybe I shouldn't have shown the second angle, but it was. I mean, we have low expectations for him, so good for Sean.
Eric is figuring out how to screen share.
I have to click Zoom to share. Oh my God. Does I have to quit and reopen?
Okay, quit just what? Explain it. Just tell us, send us a link.
I'm just going to send one of y'all the link.
Oh, true. In the chat?
Yeah, put in the chat.
I'll race you to screen share, Jack.
I'm still going to win. I heard you click as I clicked. Oh, you win.
You're so sick.
My God.
Oh, no, I'm embarrassing myself. That's come on now.
Notes.
ESPN late. I'm going to have to watch an ad. Come on. What is this?
Oh, mine's already ready.
Oh, my God.
Because okay, I clicked on the link first and I loaded.
Okay, you do it. How do you even know which throw it is?
It's only one highlight. Ball?
Yeah, it's just one highlight. Come
on. You never seen the ESPN highlight video? All right, you see my screen?
Yeah, I see it. So we got Easton Stick. This is preseason. So
who?
Exactly. Easton Stick in the red zone. He's throwing to first or second. Ooh. Quentin Johnston.
First round pick.
From
unfortunately, I feel like he's going to be very good. Oh.
And nice. It's another needle threaded throw. Bing. Right as the safety gets there. The pocket was kind of clean, but it was a nice throw.
Yeah, that's a scary throw to make. I don't think I'd ever make that throw.
I don't think you could make it either.
No, I don't think I would try to.
Uh-oh. But if you tried, you could make it?
I could, but
okay.
Would I try that in a game? Probably not.
Right. You're like on the Mahomes level IQ is what I was talking about with the other one.
So another 6'5" target for Justin Herbert to thread the needle to.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So it's going to be scary hours for the Chargers offense.
If it makes you guys feel any better, I'm not that high on them.
Good. I guess. I need to see some of your takes start coming to you, like, because, you know, we've only been around each other for like not even a year's worth of takes. So I don't know if any of them have fully had a chance to
develop.
So I'm excited to see. I hope I remember them because are you trustworthy or are you not?
I don't know if you would remember my takes, and I feel like I don't give enough takes on this show, but maybe I should start. just firing stuff off.
How do you feel about Justin Fields?
I think he's pretty good.
Yikes. All right. That I will pin that one.
Okay, pin it.
That'll be an easy one to remember.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about his do people joke around when they say that he had a good game? I haven't been too connected. Okay.
I'm never connected in Twitter and that, but I think it's a joke. Okay. I mean, he didn't play bad, but obviously, like, his stat sheet looks incredible. And both of his 60-yard touchdowns or however long they were passes behind the line of scrimmage. So, I mean.
Then I saw a tweet that said it was a video of him throwing a pick, and someone quote tweeted and said, first time this man throws past the line of scrimmage, it's an interception.
We can't see that.
I'm trying to get it to focus, but it won't.
It's got to go. Okay. This man throws past the line of scrimmage once, and it's a pick.
Did he throw a pick?
I swear I saw that tweet.
I don't know.
Titans game? No.
Like in the preseason game, he threw a pick?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Here's the tweet. Wait, no. Could he still be playing in the second quarter?
No, his stat line from the preseason game was 3 for 3, 129, 2 touchdowns, a perfect passer rating of 158.3.
This Twitter account said he thought it was Fields throwing that ball. That sucks for, because it's a black quarterback too.
Oh,
PJ Walker.
That sucks for Fields. It got 9,000 likes. 9,000 people thought what I thought. And it says Fields throws it past. Oh, he didn't say the N word. Maybe that was just my desire to say it. He said Fields throws it past the line of scrimmage and it's automatically an interception with a crying face. Someone else said the Bears are. Oh, never mind.
That's a shame.
This is a different tweet. The Bears are lost without Fields at the helm. Immediate interception once Fields left the field.
I cannot wait for the Bears season. Andy is praying on his downfall.
Someone. Oh, never mind. Okay. What's next?
Jack's going to send every Justin Fields rush touchdown in the chat.
I will. I think I did last year.
We're not doing the power ranking because I'm getting tired.
We trivia. Have a power ranking?
Yeah, we're going to do top 10 NFL teams.
Oh.
All right. Headlines. Let's start with the college football top 25.
Oh.
Should we do where I guess? Well, remember, probably like a Top Gun Drew moment when you guys tricked me into.
I forgot about that.
what the top five teams in college were. That was so good.
And we gave you a fake school in the top 10. And you're just like, okay.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, we gave you a fake school.
No, we gave him that school that was on ESPN for being a fake school.
We gave Bishop Sycamore in there. And there was another fake school name I just made up at, like, I put at 10. You didn't even, like, closely enough to, like, notice.
Okay. Well, I already peeped the list, so. What do you guys think? I see Georgia at 1, duh. Who's their quarterback?
Bro, I have no idea who started.
I don't know the college rosters yet, but is it that it might be one of Denny's guys?
I see Michigan.
Carson Beck, is he starting? Because that's one of Denny's guys.
Okay, now that I heard the name, yes, it is him.
Michigan at 2. Not sure how
Michigan is so high because they're bringing back that dual threat running game they had. One of them got hurt, and it was a big deal. But they're both back this season. Yeah. And JJ McCarthy, the 20-year-old, beat Ohio State last year for the first time in like two decades. So Michigan above Ohio State makes sense. Ohio State being three makes sense. Bama four, LSU five. LSU's kind of high, I think. USC, I think USC should be in the playoff, honestly. Caleb Williams, it's his Heisman year. Me and Jack both got the over on his yards.
More.
Not yet.
Oh.
I love gambling.
Not till there's pen to paper. Penn State. We got seven.
How you feel about that?
I don't feel shit until they go undefeated. Because you lose one game, it don't matter. Especially if that game's to Michigan or Ohio State. So I'll worry about that as the season goes on. But I do love where they're starting, so it doesn't make it hard to get to the playoff if you go undefeated.
They haven't had a like as much of a hyped up quarterback prospect, like definitive starter that I can remember as Drew Aller is this year.
Yeah, I think this is the first time we've actually had somebody who isn't going to look to run in a while. Like Sean Clifford always used to take off, piss me off. Trace McSorley, both running quarterbacks.
Right.
So we'll see. This guy's like he's like a Big Ben, so you should be watching his tape a lot. 6'5", 19, 245 pounds. It's going to be crazy to see.
Yeah, he looks good.
He's got a cannon. Florida State, number 8. They brought back a lot of players as well. Their quarterbacks.
Cool little tidbit here. Florida State is the team that I'm rolling with this season.
Why is that?
I just like their whole getup.
Describe getup.
I like their jerseys. I like their quarterback.
And who's quarterback?
Yeah, who?
Guys, come on now. Come on now.
Yeah, if you're gonna claim a team, you gotta at least know their quarterback.
Yeah.
That's all I'll give you.
Yeah, last year you claimed Florida until they started losing and you knew their quarterback.
Jordan Travis.
There you go.
Jack, is he supposed to be a Heisman favorite?
I don't think he's one of the favorites. I mean,
on the bubble,
maybe he's like a top 10 candidate. I'll find an article.
Andy, FSU plays LSU week one. An 8-5 matchup. So,
thoughts?
You might be out the gate at the start. Is he frozen or is he just a good mannequin?
I think he's just not caring. Maybe he's frozen. Right. But I have this article of the top 10 Heisman Trophy candidates. It's written in late June, I think. But
oh, let me guess.
Okay.
Obviously, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, one.
J.J. McCarthy. Is he in there at all? Damn, you're scrolling a lot.
He's not in this article, no.
How many players are in that? Is it like 4?
10.
Oh, 10. Jesus. Is Michael Penix?
Yes. He was 6th.
Did you guys notice I left for like 3 minutes?
Well, we thought maybe you just weren't caring, but then we realized it was
both. He's frozen. So I was like, is he like a good mannequin or is he frozen?
But now Eric's guessing who's the top 10 Heisman candidates according to this random article I found.
How many are not quarterbacks?
2 is a wide receiver.
Oh, that's easy.
Chime in, please.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yes. It's like Harrison.
3, UNC's quarterback.
Ah, Drake May.
Yeah. I bet he'll go 2nd overall next year's draft.
Do you have a mock out yet?
No, but I do want to release one. I'll draft one up. Okay.
Yes.
That'd be such random news, like a post we drop, like leading up to week one, just a mock draft.
Like no one releases mocks right now.
Yeah, that's why,
like,
that's,
we want your power ranking.
That's now. It's the good time to strike then, if no one else is doing it.
How's Notre Dame's outlook this year?
Well, what are we? Are we 18th, 13th? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, our quarterback is Sam Hartman, transfer from
Purdue. No, Iowa.
The Wake Forest. Right colors.
I mixed them.
Yeah, he was solid there. I know we beat up on Wake Forest. My other Pitt beat up on Wake Forest. My most memorable game of him was in the AC Championship. Eric Hallett picked him off twice, but that's aside the point. I mean, he's a solid like college quarterback. I think he was even in that article at like 10th, which that's a little too high. Like a Notre Dame quarterback is not going to win the Heisman. I don't know. I don't feel great about these like placeholder quarterbacks. It's always preferable to recruit and develop a guy and have him a multi-year starter in your system. It's just hard just to plug in. Like, when is that has hardly ever worked where a transfer comes in and like takes your team to the playoff. Like it, that's really hard, but yeah. I don't know. We could be around there. It's all contingent on like Marcus Freeman as a coach looked good last year towards the end of the season. In my opinion, we finished surprisingly, I think, was it 9-4?
Ew.
So I mean, it looked pretty bad in the beginning. Lost to Marshall, which was ridiculous, but we'll see.
That's why I think the Gators are going to be so bad, because they got that transfer from, I think, Wisconsin. It was Graham Mertz.
Yeah,
they're going to be disgusting. But I saw Notre Dame plays Pitt, so a little conflict for you.
That's the weekend where we'll be in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah,
but they play in Notre Dame. Right.
Correct.
Damn.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if it was in Pittsburgh and we go.
Convince them?
Huh?
Did you convince them to do that?
I can put in a word with a few people.
But damn. Yeah. What would you wear? Just wear your Kenny jersey, probably.
Well, when I went, Notre Dame played at Pitt when I was at Pitt, my junior year. I wore Notre Dame, I think.
Asked you. I can't remember if we were on the pod or not, but you said you side more with Notre Dame, which is wild.
Well, I think
since Kenny went to Pitt.
I mean, growing up, Notre Dame was always my favorite, and I liked Pitt because of Pittsburgh and everything. Then I went to Pitt, and like now I'd say they're kind of equal.
If UNF played FSU in basketball, I'd root for UNF.
Okay. That's fair. Your Florida State fandom is like is equal to my Notre Dame's, I'd agree. With my huge Notre Dame flag in the back.
I'm not home, but
as a diehard fan, I'd expect you to carry around a Florida State flag wherever you go. Just to have as your background for stuff like this.
Oh, did are we done with college? Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jack, I can't remember. Did you ever see The Blind Side?
Yes.
Okay.
When it came out in theaters, whatever that was. So like it's been a long time, but I have seen it.
Yeah, I don't have much takes on this. Other than poor Sandra Bullock, but the fact that Michael Orr just now says that the story's fake and he wasn't actually adopted by this couple is kind of jarring. And you wonder how many other of these are out there.
Yeah, it's not like Hollywood to make something up.
Good point.
That's why I don't watch movies.
There you go.
They're all fake.
Hey, I'm with you there. Glad Michael Orr finally got this off his back. I'm sure it's been weighing heavy on him.
Well, I the article I read briefly was like he only found out about this in like February this year, and there's been lost like legal actions taken since.
Wow.
That was the most random news of the day, though.
Very random.
Michael Orr's hindsight was a lie.
So that's like, can you give us that news in like, I don't know, May, June? Yeah, that too. It has there been any further fallout in the Rays organization revolving this scandal with this player that may or may not be dating a 14-year-old girl? Maybe she just looks 14 and she's not.
I had an article or a post I saw earlier. They put him on the whatever, I don't know what the list is called.
Do not fly list.
Restricted, the restricted list. I'll just read this. Do you want me to read the like this brief description for you? Rays place Wander Franco on restricted list for road trip. Rays shortstop Wander Franco has been placed on restricted list for the remainder of the team's road trip, which lasts through the week. The Rays' next home game comes next Tuesday. Allegations that Franco had a relationship with a 14-year-old circulated around social media yesterday. And while Franco has denied them, the Rays last night decided not to take Franco along with them to San Francisco as MLB did its, quote, due diligence with the rumors. While Franco's time on the restricted list is currently only slated to last through the week, it, of course, can extend however long the Rays want, depending on the MLB's investigation, if it turns up or how long it takes. Goes without saying, Franco, for any amount of time, is a major blow to the Rays. He's been one of the MLB's hottest hitters since the start of August.
Wow. It's crazy how a rumor can take you out. Like, what if this were the World Series? It's crazy.
I think this is I don't know. I don't know what qualifies as a rumor, but, like, there's, like, a bunch of social media posts. Like, there's pictures of them together. She's wearing his chain. Like, his, like,
signature
chain.
Just because, like, she looks young, they're just gonna... I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, obviously, if she is underage, this is a crazy story, and it's bad, but...
But the ironic incident or situation that we hinted at in the beginning is the day that the news broke, it was... Wander Franco's snapback giveaway at the Rays game for all fans 14 and under.
That's insane.
Yeah.
See, I saw that and I thought it was an edited picture. That was real.
Yeah. That it should be fake, but it's not.
Like, of all the things that could be fake on the internet, I would think that would be the one that was fake. But that's
Let's start a new segment.
Okay, what?
The starting segment. That sounds like it should be fake, but it's not. Is that potential? Does that have legs?
I think we could think of a little bit better name, but I like the idea.
I like the name.
Yeah. The name sounds like it should be fake, but it's not.
How about, like, this is unreal?
Yikes. That's not terrible.
I don't know. It didn't sound good when I said it out loud.
Are you guys ready for this is unreal?
This is unreal.
Are you guys ready for things that sound fake but it's real?
Yeah, things that sound fake but aren't.
We'll
workshop it.
Yeah. We can outsource that.
Eric, take us home.
Guys, my page is banned and I'm upset, and all I said was Pablo Escobar's name, and I was banned for 30 days. So this is a reminder to...
What did you actually say? The post just said Pablo Escobar?
Relax. It said if... What did it say? It said if winning is a crime, I'm Pablo Escobar. Or if being happy... This is what it was. If being happy was a crime, I'm Pablo Escobar. Because it was in reference to a Jags meme that said Jags fans getting hype when Trevor throws a 5-yard out route to Calvin Ridley, and it's a wrestler, Stone Cold, I think, doing the beer thing.
I missed the beginning. This is on, you're banned on Twitter?
Facebook.
Facebook.
Which is where I dominate in Jaguars content. So,
did you see the views on our YouTube video? Come on now.
Yeah.
We dominate everywhere.
I did. But this is just a warning to be careful out there, guys. Just watch what you say. Even if it's PG.
Shit, I'll post that right now. Winning.
You're officially banned for 30 days. Like, is there an appeal process you can go through?
Yes, but I failed it.
No. Okay.
We could have been your judges. I mean, your attorneys. Judges.
Yeah. I would have defended you.
They have community standards, and one of them is like criminal.
Don't talk about drug lords.
And it's very specific. It's like you can't say criminal figures' names or whatever. It's stupid.
That's crazy.
But I can still log in and post. It's just I can't go live. I can't make ads. So stuff that.
Bro.
This man like myself needs.
These ops. These ops are getting out of hand.
Blame Elon for that.
Ops all on me. Oh, we did the fucking Nick Wright on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Responding to the.
Well, he didn't answer my DM, so.
Never did. Did he read it?
Ooh, good question. Yeah, he followed us. He followed us because of the. I'm always so nervous, like seeing if someone left me on red. Okay, good. It was just sent. It wasn't red.
If you're hearing this and you care about Don and Drew, tweet at Nick Wright. Just get in the pod.
Stupid name that they decided. Like, you just could have did season desist and it would be cooler than what they chose. But anyway. That's all we got. Thanks for listening to this Zoom pod. Remember, we have tickets to every Jags home game to sit with us, to tailgate with us. Head on youthimpact.org/donate. Minimum $10 for that opportunity. But football season is here. Can't wait to give you guys more. Back in the studio. Trivia coming soon. We have two spots to fill. But until next time. This has been Dunn and Drew, baby.
With a hint of Jack. Oh, it's a recording.